This is the Super Sports Schools Podcast, bringing you stories of our future stars, powered by Spur Steak Ranchers. 1, 2, 3,
go! Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Super Sports Schools Podcast, brought to you by Spur. I'm Alex White. During this year, as you might have known if you've seen any other episodes of the podcast, we've been talking all about the Olympic Games, and they're now closer than ever. The 26th of July, Friday, that is when we have the opening ceremony. I can't wait for that, and we're going to continue our coverage, building up to it and bringing you all the insight about some of our top young athletes heading off to the Olympic Games. Now, alongside me is someone who I've actually spoken about before in our class of 2023 last year. It's the first time we're getting to talk face-to-face, so welcome to the podcast, Paris Girl Isaacs.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here today.
And you've already been doing a couple other interviews today, getting the experience. What's it like being here, being on TV for, as you were telling me before, your first time?
I like this environment. It actually feels like you're at home a lot, which is quite nice because then obviously you can speak and feel free. First time on TV having interviews like this. I was on the radio before, but it's not like the cameras.
It's the lights and the cameras everywhere.
It's different. It's quite nice. Great experience.
Well, I'm glad you said it's like coming home. I mean, last year we were talking all about Super Sports Schools being the home of school sports. So that's nice. You're helping us there to feel at home. We're obviously going to talk about the Olympics, and we have some games to play with you that we've been doing with all the different athletes we've been chatting to as well during this year in the build-up to the Olympic Games. But I think, first of all, you're going to the Olympics, you're playing hockey for South Africa, representing the country. All of that has to have started somewhere. So where did the bug bite? How did you get into hockey?
I started off by going with my mother to hockey all the time, watching her play and all. Picked up my first stick at 2, obviously not playing yet, but obviously just feeling it. You know those small hockey sticks?
Yeah.
Those ones. And then after that, from grade 3, I started playing it and taking it more seriously, because then obviously I played other sports, but then I found the fun in this sport, you know. It's quite scary, but it was fun. It started from grade 3, and from there it just started progressing every day, and yeah.
Was there a point at which you thought you want to take this as far as you can take it?
Yes. I'm not going to lie to you now. I think grade 5.
Yeah.
Grade 5. I remember I was still in Miss Albert's class, if I remember nicely. And I made my first district team, A team. Then I made the Southern Gauteng and the 14 A team. And then from there, just kept going up and up. And then I was like, okay, maybe I should just start taking this sport seriously, because I obviously played other sports. But I was like, let me focus on one sport and let me see how far I go. Hmm. And that's where I started. Yeah.
I'm interested to ask you a question. I've asked some of your compatriots also going to the Olympics, like Tahira, Rhea, also young from school, going early, which I think is so cool that there are quite a few of you going. I asked them as well, when they started playing hockey, did they know what position they wanted to play? Or is it something that developed over time? So for you, has it been one position that you've always just felt that's your position, or has it also changed over time?
Generally, I like playing in the center of the field. Not a striker, more a center link.
Yeah.
And I've always played center link, but there was this in actually Southern Gauteng under 14A. This coach recognized and he's like, but you're a more defensive player, so let me play you CDM in soccer, which they call it, which is like center defender, but not defender, like center back type of thing. And then I played there, and actually I won that position, defender of the tournament at that IPT. And I was like, okay, maybe I should focus on this position. But I kept changing between center link and center back like the whole time. But I never used to like really play on the outsides or up front. So mainly in those two positions. So yeah.
Well, they're a versatile player.
Yeah.
So yeah. You have it. During your school career, obviously Baloo College, and playing, balancing all of that, obviously you said in grade 5 that you decided this is something that you can take further, started making provincial sides. Now you have to balance it all with school, playing hockey, training more. How have you managed all of that?
Well, I've tried to manage it, the best of my potential, obviously. But it does get quite draining and difficult, and sometimes you fall behind with work because you're like, oh, I have this assignment to catch up, but there's another one coming in. So you're like never on track. But I mean, I've tried to manage it well, going to teachers, sitting up like a few hours later than others would, studying later, or like on weekends when others go and have their social life. I'm not having a social life, but I'm working. So it just depends on the day and how tired I am, but I've tried to manage it well. So far, it's going good. Yeah.
And for this journey, anybody that you've looked up to in the hockey fraternity along the way, players or otherwise?
I've looked up to many of the women's players as my years went by, but in now my recent years, South African hockey, I looked up to Mustafa Kassim.
Yeah.
Yes. Because he's a young player, he's made it young, and he's been, like, doing great. He's,
that family's talent.
Yes, yes, and I'm like, just like, I'm going to be better than you in South Africa. And then also in Netherlands, there's, I don't know if you know, Maria Verschoor. She's one of the midfielders, and I just love the way she plays, very composed player. Obviously, they know they're good, so they play, like, I'm good, I'm going to play like that, you know. I'm not going to be nervous type of thing. So I'm like, I'm going to do as she does, but better. So I always look up to the Netherlands players as well because the hockey is just fantastic and watch their games and also in South Africa, Mustafa Kassim and then one in Netherlands as well.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I think it's always cool to have people not just necessarily from your country because like in South Africa, obviously women's hockey is not professional and outside of school, obviously we have club hockey, but people look to the Netherlands as like the pinnacle of club hockey in the world. And then you can look at that and aspire to be like that.
Yes.
Then that's brilliant. Outside of players in hockey, is there anybody along the way who's helped to get you where, to where you are? Family, coaches?
Yes. My mother. My mother started me off young. She started me from a development stage where, you know, you go to like clubs and stuff. That was my mother. Every day on a Saturday, mainly going and on grass field. And that helps a lot with your basics because, I mean, on Astro, it's smooth. So on the grass field, bumpy. Once you get that right, every day I was practicing with my mother. So she was a very pivotal role in my hockey development. And then obviously club role started going up. But now recently, I mean, I've mentioned it before, but Julian Hikes, like one of my personal coaches that I train with a lot, he's played a major role as well.
So has hockey been something in your family then?
Yes, in my mother's side, not my dad's side.
Okay.
Not my dad's side. On my mother's side, my grand played hockey for SA, so did my mother, obviously in clear days. But yeah. Been
when,
running.
When grass was normal.
My aunts, literally my mother's side played hockey.
Okay.
Well, yes.
So you've had lots of role models there encouraging you along the way. And we're going to talk about the fact that you're going to the Olympics, but I want to talk first about the first time you ever got to wear South African colors. Tell us a little bit about when that was and what that was like.
It wasn't ideally actually the badge, but SA under 18. Mm. I mean, that's the first time that you get recognized as an SA player, even though it's not the highest level.
Well, top in your country for the age group.
Yes,
so
yes, yes.
It's right up there.
Okay, I made under 16, but you literally just get like a shirt.
Okay.
Okay, that's all you get. So under 18, I made it. So what happened actually in that tournament, I was having a great tournament on the times that I played. So my coach didn't play me much, which was quite shocking because I was like, I know I'm good enough to play more than what you're actually playing me. And then there was just politics and all, but there was the game against Tahira them actually. She needed me. So I played and I know that game they watch a lot because obviously Free State has won last year. So it's going to be a big game this year for Southerns and Free State. And I played, and I had an exceptional game, I'm going to say. Like, yeah. And then, I played well there. And I obviously didn't expect to make the team because I didn't play much. And we came fifth, which was also shocking. So then I got called up. And first, I know I was the only person named Paris Scale. But I sat and I waited. I'm like, what? But, and then my friend pushed me.
There might be another one.
Yeah, my friend was like, it's you. And then I went, and I'm like, I was like, I didn't know what to do, obviously. Yeah. And then I played, and that feeling playing, even though it's not a major crowd, but playing for your peers, you know, playing for the ones that's actually watching, that's your peers around the field and not just like adults and people you don't know was like, it was overwhelming at one stage. First game, overwhelming. But then obviously once you start like wearing the proper badge and start going higher, the pressure gets
the pressure
worse.
Increases
like
as you go up. Yeah,
bad.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about this kit. We'll talk about the Olympics, but we need to warm you up, get you ready. So we've been doing this little game with all the Olympic guests we've had on, and it's very simple. It's called Is Olympic, Was Olympic, Never Olympic.
Okay.
Basically, I'm just going to tell you a sport, and you just have to decide if it is Olympic, was Olympic, or has never been Olympic.
Okay.
It seems simple, but some of these sports that you get...
I know you like overthink a bit and
overthink it. You definitely do. So we're going to start off with team golf.
Golf?
It's golf, but played in teams. Yeah. So that's team golf. Is Olympic, was Olympic, never Olympic?
Never Olympic.
Was Olympic.
Oh, okay.
1904. You see, a lot of these things actually in 1920 in Paris, there were all sorts of things. There was painting, there was choral singing.
Okay.
All of these were in the Olympics.
I think I'll get them now.
Yeah. This one I'm going to hope I'm pronouncing right. Greco-Roman wrestling.
Was.
It is.
What?
It is Olympic. It is Olympic.
I've never heard of that.
It's a bit of a more obscure form of wrestling. It's ancient. Basically, it's just upper body strength and techniques. And so you don't really use your legs that much. I don't know. I can't say I've ever seen it. But there we go. Speed climbing. Is, was, never.
Never.
Is?
No, I feel like I'm so bad at this game. No, I need to get one right.
I don't think we've ever had someone get none from three right off the bat. But actually, interestingly, on this show, we've had Joshua Brains, who's going to be competing for South Africa in this discipline. And he's also, I think he's about 21 years old. So speed climbing, they all have the same wall. It's exactly the same.
And they're just like a race. Are.
Yeah. Fastest to the top, it's over in 5 seconds. Done. Okay. Cheese rolling.
No, wait. I have to think of it.
Is, was, never.
Was.
Never?
No.
This is impressive. We've got the last one here because there are only five.
Okay.
I mean, we have some more, but usually it's only five.
But you gave me the difficult ones.
Yes. Well, yeah. No, these are tough ones. We're ending with baseball.
I feel like I should play rugby.
Is, was, never. Flip a three-sided coin.
I'm going to go with never.
It was.
Wait, I meant to say
that. Yeah, we'll keep going. We'll keep going until you get one.
One more.
Okay, normal golf.
Never.
Is.
No. Why don't I know this? I wanted to say that, but it just didn't come to my head.
Okay. Let's go with, I'm gonna give you one more. Steeplechase.
Is.
Yes.
At least I got one.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's been so defeated by that.
No, before. Wait. Okay, but let's just go cool. back to the point. Like, I'm still young. So,
yes.
Figured this out.
We had Paul and Tahira last week. Paul won. And she did say that she's old, so that's why she knew things. So
yeah, exactly.
So we'll go with that. Yeah, but now you know.
Bringing you the sport you care about the most, this is the Super Sports Schools Podcast. Spurs got the breakfast you're looking for. Cheese griller breakfast, got it. Avon toast, got that too. Carb conscious option, you bet. We have 15 delicious breakfasts for you to choose from till 11 every morning. Like our Unreal Breakfast with 2 rashers of crispy back bacon, 2 large eggs, golden chips, grilled tomato, toast, and jam for just $56.90. T's and C's apply. Get up now. Spur, people with a taste for life. Bringing you the sport you care about the most, this is the Super Sports Schools Podcast.
Yeah. There are all sorts of things at the Olympics. It's the biggest sports tournament in the world in terms of the number of things that happen at it. And I think just after the Football World Cup in viewership and attendance and everything, it's right up there. And you're going to it. You're going to be at it. When did you first think that the Olympics was a goal that you not only wanted to achieve but could achieve?
Actually, I watched my first Olympics I've watched is the Tokyo one. I watched the hockey specifically, obviously. And I remember the one doing quite well. And I was like, okay, one day I'm also going to be there, but we're going to do better. Mm. We're going to make a name for ourselves. We're going to make a name for AC hockey. And obviously, I never expected this at this young age. Like, I've dreamt of it, yes, but not now. Maybe like a few years' time, obviously, working towards it and all. It hasn't even hit me yet. Mm. I'm not going to lie. It hasn't even hit me yet. But generally, not even making the SAT as now. No, not even SAT 21. Yeah. It seems unreal. But it has always been a dream for me, like, to make the SA women's team, to be the next captain, you know, because I had Marsha Cox as a role model. Mm. She was the captain of the SA team. And I'm like, I'm going to play in the exact same position and be the captain, but just be better.
She scored more goals than some countries.
I know. And I'm like, but just be better.
Yeah.
And yeah, I am today. And I'm like, okay, this is a dream becoming a reality. I just need to make it all play out. You know?
Yeah.
So Tokyo 2020 Olympics, that's when I was like, I'm going to make it one day.
And did you think it would be, that one day would be so soon?
No,
after?
Not at all. Not at all. I was just expecting to make SA Under 18 go back to IPT and make it again and just make SA Under 21 as the years went by with my age, obviously, but not at this age. Not at all.
And now here you are in the kit, which I'm very jealous because it's always cool to see South Africa kit. When you first got to put that on, what did that feel like? Because it's not just a South African kit, it's a Team South Africa kit.
Yeah.
You're going as part of the hockey team, but also as part of the broader Team SA with all the different athletes from all the different disciplines, from all weird and wonderful sports, as we've discovered there's so many of. What did it feel like when you put on the kit for the first time?
Well, like I said before, there's a difference between the kit itself and then the playing kit. Mm. Like the badges hold so much different pride. So with the normal kit, obviously it was a major privilege and honor because, I mean, I'm one of the only people in my age group that can wear this kit. You know what I'm saying? Others can't. So it's a privilege and I'm not only wearing it for myself, but I'm representing others as well. But then when you wear the shirt itself, the playing shirt, the pride and the heaviness it holds, is crazy. I don't even know how to put it to words. Like, I mean, I can train with a plain top and I'll be fine. But the minute I play a game with that top, I'm like, here we go again, you know?
Yeah, it's you're putting on a uniform.
Yes, we're representing.
Exactly.
So it's quite tough, if I must say.
Yeah. Do you feel that makes you realize the responsibility that's put on you?
Yes.
And the pressure.
Definitely, because I mean, if you don't perform, they're going to be like, she doesn't deserve to be there. Why is she there? Obviously, you don't need to worry about what other people are saying, but I mean, you are representing the country entirely, not only just with the hockey, but, you know, South Africa.
Especially coming from school, that added pressure. And there are a couple of you in the team that are quite young.
Yeah.
And you're enemies at school level, but then you come together at a national level and now at an Olympic level. What's that like, going from playing against each other to being in the team, but also being the young ones in the team?
So actually, before all of this, myself and Tara used to play against each other, but we never used to like each other. Like, it was a rivalry. So we play and it's literally us two against each other. Commentators would say, this is the battle we want to watch. Tahira versus Paris girl. And there it goes and it's not cute. Like, we are bumping each other. Our parents are at each other. And then all of a sudden there's this change. We're in the same team. We have to deal with each other. And out of the blue, we just become close. And like, today we're the best of friends. But I also feel like you need to learn to adapt like to other people. Mm. So on the field, you leave what's on the field. What happens on the field stays on the field. That's what a lot of hockey players say. And then off the field, it's like we besties. Yeah. So even today, if we play against each other, it's not going to be easy. But off the field, and if she bumps me, it's fine. Off the field, we're like, you know, hey, Tara, hey, Paris, you know? So yeah, it's quite different. But also in the senior team, being the youngsters is also not easy because, I mean, you have to do everything. Yeah, it's your senior players. We're the juniors. Yes. We need to, like, do their work, basically. Not work, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's fun, but also, like, it requires a lot of work.
I'd imagine that because there are a few of you, as the youngsters in the team, you're at least together in it. It's not just if you were on your own,
it would be
with
tough,
all these
yeah.
senior players, it would be perhaps tougher.
Yes.
And I think it's such a beautiful story of sport that you can be enemies on the field, go at each other, but then a greater purpose brings you together. And at the end yes. of the day, you can be friends off the field and be united playing for South Africa. It's very special. And that's, I think, what is so cool about sport. And I think you yourself are talking about these people you have as role models. You, everyone in the team, but especially you now, still in school and making the SA team, that is an inspiration to so many people. So you're now a role model as well. And I think it might be a bit weird when you have your own role models and then you at the same time don't realize you've become a role model as
yeah.
well. So what advice do you have out there for anybody, especially young girls, who see you playing hockey and think this might be something I want to do?
I would say to them, yes, it only gets tougher, but don't give up, obviously. Like, I know a lot of people say don't give up, but generally don't give up, because obviously after you make one mistake or after an injury, you tend to like sit back and be like, oh no, this is the end. It's not. Like, keep going, make your mistakes, learn your mistakes, and like, obviously don't forget about that mistake. Like, move forward from that mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, that's what I would say to them, because I
stay there in the back of your mind.
Yes.
You know not to do that.
Yes, yes. But also, once you fix the mistake, don't harp on it.
Yes.
Leave it.
Yes.
Leave it. Yeah.
100%. And then, just for someone who doesn't play hockey, hasn't considered playing hockey, if you were to sell it to them very quickly, why they should get into hockey, anybody, any age, what would you say?
I would say there's a lot of skills to hockey. So obviously you want to like move someone and you want to like, it's fun. It, like, if someone comes and I can pull you, you're going that way. And the crowd just goes, wow. So it's more like soccer, but with a stick and a ball,
yeah.
obviously. So you have the control. Mm. The game is in your hands and you can score fantastic goals. It's a like team generated sport and you meet a lot of people. So, I mean, like the hockey environment is lovely. Like, you meet people. Once you know this one, you're going to know the next one. And I feel like once you join the sport, you're never going to want to stop. So come, guys, join us. Come, let's make this a hockey country.
That thing you talk about, the community of hockey, every single time we interview someone about hockey, they always say that. The friendships, the people in hockey,
yeah.
that's what makes it special. And I think that's very cool for any sport to have, and especially one that's growing in the country, like hockey, super sports schools, putting school hockey out there to more people than ever before. We can only hope that translates to the higher levels as well. You spoke about the different skills that hockey has. Do you have a favorite thing to do? I always think that when you can skill the ball to make someone fall over without touching them, that's pretty cool.
That's cool, no? Yeah.
Do you have anything that you particularly enjoy doing? Like, if you do that, do you think, yeah.
So I'm a skillful person, but I know when to use my skill.
Mm.
I generally like distributing the ball. So I have this fake slap thing. So I'm looking at you, but the ball's going there. So you don't know that. That I love that. But also, I don't use it much. But when I do try and use it, it's like this German spin, but backwards. So even though I'm going to spin you, you're going to expect it, but I'm still going to make you fall. Or I'm still going to move you. And then the inside, outside, the up in the air, they're all fun. So it's not generally that I have something that I love, but I love using all of them at the same time. Not exactly the same time, but, you know, different moments. Like, especially if someone comes to me and they pull me, but I don't fall, obviously. They just get me. I'm going to get back at you, and I'm going to show
yeah.
you, and I'm going to do it 10 times harder.
I have no doubt that if 11 of me, who's never played hockey, played against one of you, the score would be almost in the triple digits. But to end off today's podcast, we always do the quiz. It's just about school sports, a bit of sport in general. No options like before. It's just plain old quiz. You get a question, give me an answer. You have 60 seconds for as many questions as you can get correct.
Okay.
If you don't know an answer, just say pass. So we'll go to the next
okay.
one.
Got it.
Cool. So, Paraskale Isaacs. Oh, and I don't know if I should tell you this, but maybe I should. Tahira has the highest score ever in the quiz. Last year at St. Mary's, it was 13. Now, this year, no one has come even close.
The highest cheating.
The highest is 8. I will say her quiz was very, very, very hockey-based, which since then, the quizzes are more general.
No, that's
so
not
she
true.
She had a bit of an easier quiz, we can say that. There was... there's an asterisk next to her.
Can you watch me tell her about this?
I'm surprised she hasn't told you about it. Because she held the title the whole of last year, from St. Mary's till the end of the year. But this year, high school is 8, average school is about 4 or 5. So, in 60 seconds.
Okay.
Are you ready to play?
Let's go. I hope this one is better than last.
Your 60 seconds starts now. How many penalties did Ronwyn Williams save in the 2023 AFCON semi-final? 2 or 4?
2.
It was 4.
No way.
Which team won this year's men's FA Cup, Liverpool or Manchester United?
Manchester United.
Correct. To the nearest 10, how many Grand Slam titles has Margaret Court won? Do you want to pass?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was 64, so 60. How many teams took part in this year's SA20?
16.
Correct. True or false? Earlier this year, Riabetswe Phume represented South Africa in 4 national sides.
Correct.
Yeah. Who is the current SA Men's hockey captain?
Dejan Kassim.
Correct. True or false? The steeplechases competed at the Olympics.
2.
Correct. Which sports person is the most followed person on Instagram with well over 600 million followers?
How am I supposed to know that? Ronaldo.
Correct. Oh! Which team came third in the 2023 Rugby World Cup?
England.
Correct.
Wow.
Well done. Yeah, that went much better than the
other
game. Yeah, now I need to count because that was mighty impressive. Let's have a look here. So you've got 7.
No, but that's unfair because that wasn't 13 questions. How many were they?
How many did you get 10. Asked in total?
Yeah.
You're competing against Tahira here. Yeah, it's about 11, 12.
Yeah, it's unfair.
I told you Tahira's questions were easier and shorter, maybe. But as this year goes, you're on the leaderboard, second highest score. A couple people have had 7, but you're there on the leaderboard. So that's very well done.
I know, I guessed the rugby one, though.
Oh, just right. Good guess. We're going to be so excited to see Paris in Paris. All the best of luck to you and the team, and thanks so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us as well. Remember, new episodes of the Super Sports Schools podcast air every Sunday at 6 on DSTV channel 216. You can also catch the episodes that you've missed on YouTube, the app, and wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen there as well. But don't forget, we have other new and exciting shows for you to enjoy. Monday, 6 p.m., we have football on 216. Tuesday at 6 p.m., we have Gameplay, which is all about esports. So Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday at 6 p.m., you have exciting shows to enjoy on Super Sports Schools, DSTV Channel 216. But that's everything from the podcast for today. I'm Alex White. I'll see you next week. For now, bye-bye.
This has been the Super Sports Schools podcast, bringing you stories of our future stars, powered by Spurs Steak Ranches.